No, zdaj, ta dvotonski preizkus ni taka stvar, da bi tukaj, da bi bila dvotonski preizkus, da bi vse skupaj nekaj čudnega. To je dosti krat praktičen primer. Imamo vizije in imamo dva razmeroma oskoposobna signala na njegovem vhodu. Se pravi, tu se tudi v praksi zgodi, da jaz napišem tukaj neke brezvezne teorije, v praksi dosti krat se nam do takih moten pride. So this two-tone case is not just a test case that we arrange two signal generators in the lab to make the experiment. The two-tone intermodulation, frequently this is a problem in practice. We have two narrowband signals getting into some nonlinear circuit and generating unwanted products. So this is quite a frequent practical case. So it's not just something to measure the energy. But it is not the general case. The general case is the continuous spectrum. This is splošen primer, to ni, je pa dosti krat praktičen primer. Splošen primer, to ni splošen primer, nešto tisto, kar nas boli, je zvezo spektra. So, which frequency components do we get out of the single terms, the individual terms, our polynomial? We get the bias, the DC bias out of the alpha zero. Alpha ena, alpha nič nam da delovno točko, ne? Alpha ena nam da omega ena, omega dve, kar je tu linearno ojačene. So alpha one gives us the linear gain of the device. What do we get out of alfa 2? Kaj dobimo iz alfa 2? Dobimo spet usmjernik, ne enosmjerno. Dobim drugi harmonik prve frekvence. Dobim drugi harmonik druge frekvence. Ne, če grem kozinus kvadrat razvijet, kvadrat definicij. Ampak ta umestni člen, kozinus omega 1, to je krat kozinus omega 2, ne? So the intermediate term, kozinus omega 1 t times kozinus omega 2 t, this gives us mixing products. So we get omega 2 plus omega 1 and omega 2 minus omega 1. No, zdaj, ker je teh mešalnih členov dosti tukaj, najboljši, da začnem tukaj risati spektr, da vidimo, kje se začnejo ti členi v spektru nabirati. Ne? So I draw here the spectrum just to see what's going on, to have an idea of what is going on. Omega. Začeli smo z omega 1 in omega 2, ne? Omega 1 in omega 2 jih damo razmeroma blizu skupaj, ker tu smatramo, da je šlo skozi en oskopasovno sistem. So omega 1 and omega 2, I put them quite close together, omega 1, omega 2, at the distance of delta omega here, because they were generating a narrowband system. Okay, I have the DC component here at zero. I have twice omega 1 is here. This is 2 omega 1. I get here, kaj dobim 2 omega 2. In vmes dobim mešalni produkt omega 2 in omega 1, ne? This mixing product is just in between the two, and another mixing product is also here. Omega 2 minus omega 1. Tu je zdaj do drugega člena, no jaz bom zdaj en malce zamenil barvico, I'm going to change the color to see where the individual terms come from. Should have done this even earlier. So, alpha 3, what is causing alpha 3? Kaj proizvaja alpha 3? Proizvaja omega 1, znižanje ojačanje omega 1, znižanje ojačanje omega 2, ne? Proizvaja tretji harmonik, prve frekvence, tretji harmonik, druge frekvence, so I get the saturation of both omega 1 and omega 2, the third harmonics I get out, and I get mixing terms, in dobim mešalne produkte, 2 omega 1 in omega 2, 2 omega 1 manj omega 2, 2 omega 2 in omega 1, 2 omega 2 minus omega eta. I get 4 mixing terms. Let's draw them.
Se pravi, tretji harmonik bo zdaj tukaj. Tukaj bom imel zdaj 3 omega 1, ne? In bom imel tukaj 3 omega 2, ne? To so tretji harmoniki. Dobim znižanje ojača na teh dveh frekvenc, kar nima nič novega za narisati tukaj, ne? So I have nothing new to draw here, because I just get the same frequencies, just some saturation of the amplitudes of these frequencies. But I get mixing terms. Dobim mešalne produkte tukaj. 2 omega 1 minus omega 2 in tukaj je 2 omega 2 minus omega 1, ne? Medtem ko tukaj dobim iste z minus predznaki, ne? 2 omega 1 minus omega 2, 2 omega 1 in omega 2. So I get the 4 new terms, here are 3 omega 1, 2 omega 1 plus omega 2, 2 omega 2 plus omega 1, 3 omega 2. And here I get the 2 remaining mixing terms, 2 omega 1 minus omega 2, 2 my omega 1 plus omega 2. Minus sign. The difference. Let's look at the next frequency. Poglejmo si naslednjo frekvenco. Naslednjo frekvenco si pogledamo tukaj. Alfa 4, kaj dobimo? Dobimo enosmjerno. Dobim drugi harmonik prve frekvence. Dobim drugi harmonik druge frekvence. Dobim četrti harmonik prve frekvence. Dobim četrti harmonik druge frekvence. In dobim celo armado mešalnih produktov. So here I get many, many mixing products. 3 omega 1 in omega 2, 3 omega 1 minus omega 2. Ne? Potem imam 2 omega 1 in 2 omega 2, 2 omega 2 minus 2 omega 1. Ne? Potem dobim 3 omega 2 in omega 1 dobim 3 omega 2 minus omega 1, dobim še navadne mešalne produkte razen teh tretjega, še tebe. Dobim omega 1 in omega 2, omega 1 in omega 2, omega 1 minus omega 2. So what I get out of the fourth order, I get DC, rectification, saturation of the harmonics, fourth harmonic, fourth order mixing terms, and I also get second order mixing terms, that are actually saturation of these terms here. Let's try to draw all these things. Poskušamo tu narisati se, ne? Spet ću si znamo tukaj razdalje. Dva.
There are 5 terms here, ranging from omega, 4 omega 1, 3 omega 1 plus omega 2, 2 omega 1 plus 2 omega 2, then I have 3 omega 2 plus omega 2 plus omega 1, and I have 4 omega 2. So this is tega. Tega, sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 terms. I have the second harmonic, I have some reduction of these terms here because of saturation. I cannot draw them once again. I have reduction of this term here. But I have also a fourth order term here. And 2 omega 2 minus 2 omega. I have here 2 omega 2 minus 2 omega 1. Let's turn perhaps over there.
Poglejmo. Člen 5. reda. Poskrbi mi jasno za nasičenje. Nasičenje 3. harmonika, 3 omega 1, 3 omega 2. 5. harmonik, se pravi 5 omega 1, 5 omega 2. So I get saturation of the fundamental frequency, saturation of the 3rd harmonic, newest 5th harmonic, and I get many, many, many mixing terms. Da vidim tukaj dosti mešalnih členov. Bom poskušal te člene narisati, kar je novega, bom poskušal narisati na spektr tukaj, ne? So just to draw them on the spectrum here. What is really new here? I get here 6 terms. Da bim 6 členov. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Štartam tukaj z 5 omega 1, 5 omega 1, 4 omega 1 plus omega 2, 3 omega 1 plus 2 omega 2. Then I have 2 omega 1 plus 3 omega 2, omega 1 plus 4 omega 2, and this one here is 5 omega 2.
Tu so tisti novi členi, ki jih dobim, ne? Se pravi, če rišem tukaj 4 omega 1 in omega 2, pice, 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 pice.
Ja, ampak dobim še nekaj členov in nekaj druge. So I get some more terms here. I get here a term, tukaj dobim člen, tukaj zraven. 4 omega 1 minus omega 2. 4 omega 1 minus omega 2 comes here. And here I get the term 4 omega 2 minus omega 1. And here I get the terms. Three omega one minus two omega two. Three omega two minus two omega one. So the really new terms, the ones that are disturbing, are these terms. 3 omega 2 minus 2 omega 1 and 3 omega 1 minus 2 omega 2. While the disturbing ones here were this. This was intermodulation distortion. This is intermodulation distortion. This one is intermodulation distortion. This one is intermodulation distortion. Locus is official, spravili smo, kateri so tisti zoprni členi, tisti, ki se nam nabirajo v neposredni bližini. Ne? No, kar je zanimivo, da tukaj zmeramo vmeč, vsi te razmaki so vsi delta omega. So all these differences are always delta omega. That's interesting. Also here, delta omega. Ja, mogoče kar sem še pozabil povedati, tukaj I forgot some terms with the fourth order. Četrtega reda sem pozabil tukaj, ne? Tukaj je zdaj še člen 3 omega 1 minus omega 2, 3 omega 1 minus omega 2, and 3 omega 2 minus omega 1. These two terms I forgot about the fourth order. The fifth order, I think we have all new terms here. Always we have delta omega in it. This is always delta omega. Zmeraj imamo delta omega, da razmahne. Delta omega, delta omega. Ne? No, če bi pisali naprej člene, kaj dobimo iz alfa 6, so what is alfa 6, generating DC component, 2 omega 1, 2 omega 2, 4 omega 1, 4 omega 2, 6 omega 1, 6 omega 2 and many, many mixed materials. In dosti mešanju svejedno. Recimo 5 omega 1 in omega 2, 5 omega 1 minus omega 2 in the pupice. So the new terms, where come the new terms with omega 6? We have 7 lines here. 7 novih črt imamo tam. Imamo tukaj dve črtici, ne? Pa četrtem, ne? Pa četrtem, tukaj imamo 5 omega 1 minus omega 2. 5 omega 2 minus omega 1. So I have 2 lines here. I also have 2 lines here, 2 new lines. And these lines are 4 omega 1 minus 2 omega 2 and 4 omega 2 minus omega 1. And I have also a new line here. This is 3 omega 2 minus 3 omega 1. And the 7 new lines over here. But the even order term, se pravi člen sodega reda, ne proizvaja intermolacijskega popačenja. Pač pa intermolacijsko popačenje bomo dobili pri 7. redu, ne? So we are going to get intermolation distortion with the 7th order. 7th order, we start with omega 1, 1, omega 2. We have 7th harmonic, 7 omega 1, 7 omega 2. And we have the bad guys. Imamo da slabe člene, 4 omega 1 minus 3 omega 2 in 4 omega 2 minus 3 omega 1. So the 7th order term is again causing intermodulation distortion. Spet intermolacijsko popačenje. No, kje so te členi? Zdaj tukaj. Te členi so dva posta tukaj. We are getting two here. We are getting two additional here out of the 7th order. And we are getting two here. Te dva tukaj sta 4 omega 1 minus 3 omega 2 in 4 omega 2 minus 3 omega 1. In tu zdaj je naše intermolacijsko popačenje, ne? Če je tu naše časovno sito, ne? If this is the bandpass filter we have, the bad guys are the intermolation distortion, the one that go close to the desired signal. So, zelo blizu frekvenčno željenemu signalu, ne? Če pomislimo, da je ta dva dvotonska generatora sta lahko frekvenčno zelo blizu skupaj, je lahko ta spektr zelo ozek, ker je posod delta omega. We have delta omega everywhere. If delta omega is small, this spectrum may be very narrow, this intermodulation products may be very close to the desired signal, so there is no way to avoid them. Nimamo možnosti, da bi se ti to vrati. Zdaj, če nimamo možnosti, da se jih izognemo, pa imamo možnost zdaj, da vsaj izračunamo, koliko so veliki, ne? So we have no way to avoid them, and now the mathematicians would cry. We have no solution, these things always exist. Because the equation said, if we develop the cosine function to the 7th power, we get out the results. So pravi matematik, bi se tukaj izjokali zdaj. Ja pa vedno imamo popačenje, ker če imamo za vsak red te člene dobimo in tu je vedno prisotno. Ne? No, mi inženjeri imamo eno prednost tukaj pred matematiki, ne? Da tisto, kar se ne da izmeriti, se ne da dokazati. So engineers have an advantage over mathematicians. In that what we do is, if you cannot measure, you cannot prove that it exists. Kaj lahko, kakor inženjeri naredimo? Mi, če uspemo držati jakost teh intermolacijskih produktov pod šumom, tisti ne obstajajo. So if we are able to keep the signal levels of this nasty intermodulation process low enough so that they are below noise, no one can detect them. And then, that's great. We can work with that. Of course, we have to learn how to calculate
the intermodulation process. So we have to talk about the power of the intermodulation process.
Zapravim, moramo se naučiti, kako se zračuna jakost intermodulacijskih produktov in kako bomo zdaj mi zračunali moči intermodulacijskih produktov. No, in da bomo tu poskušali narediti, se moramo narediti malo placa na tabli. So we have to make a little bit place on the board to see how to calculate the strength of the intermodulation process. Spet si bomo narisali podobno risbo, kakor prej. Si bomo narisali logaritemske skale za moči. Again, I'm going to use a logarithmic scale for the powers, for the input power, say decibels, input power, logarithmic scale for the output power. We'll get out of our non-linear amplifier. In zdaj na to skalo si narišim prvo tisti moj odziv za linearno moč. Ne? Tukaj mogoče končamo v šumu, ne? Ampak linearna moč je premica pod 45 stopin, ki nekje se konča ta premica, ne? Ne gremo več po premici, pač pa zavijemo v nasičenje. So, this straight line actually turns into saturation. And we could call this line that ends up here in noise. This is 45 degrees in a logarithmic scale. For logarithmic scale, here ta premica pod 45 stopin. Lahko rečemo temu linearno jačanje. Here we have linear gain, and that linear gain is here. Of course, in a logarithmic scale. In decibels. Seveda, da se beli pišemo linearno jačenje. In tukaj imamo nasičenje. Rečemo tej krivulji jasno P linearna. Linear power. Na isti diagram narišemo tudi moč intermodulacijskega popačanja. So we draw the intermodulation distortion power on the same graph. The intermodulation distortion does follow a linear and low signal. It follows a linear dependence, but this linear dependence is much steeper. So this linear dependence here, ta linearna distance gre tukaj pod kotom, ki je trikratnik. Ne? Tukaj je arcus tangens od 3, kar je 71 pa še nekaj skoraj 72 stopin. This is 71.6 degrees, this angle. Why? Zakaj se tu zgodi? Zato, ker če jaz v kubičnem členu povečam krmiljenje za 1 decibel, se mi izhodni signal poveča za 3 decibel. So the cubic term, if I increase the input power by 1 dB, the output power will increase by 3 dB. That's the reason for this arctangent of 3 here. 1 dB of difference on the input is 3 dB of difference in the output because of the cubic term. Ta kubični člen in ta kubični člen bi tudi šel po eni premici, ki ima dosti večjo strmino, no in ta premica bi šla tukaj gor naprej. Tako? Ampak tudi ta premica pride v nasičenje. Also this curve goes into saturation. In to premico lahko imenujemo PIMD3. So we call this curve power of the intermodulation distortion of the third order. So these two terms here are proportional to this curve.
Kaj se zgodi v nasičenju?
V nasičenju, so if we are in saturation, and if we have an amplifier that has a flat response in saturation. The distance here is 13 dB. Če imamo ojačevalnik, ki je omejevalnik, ki ima nasičenje, ta razdalja tukaj ostane 13 decibelov. Manj bo, kar 13 decibelov nikoli ne bude. No, če vas tukaj samo še spomnim, kaj smo imeli prej, let's remember what we had before. Before we had the definition here of P1 dB. P1 dB here. And this was actually P saturation. Slightly larger than 1 dB. And this is 1 dB difference. Tukaj imamo manj decibel razlika, tako da se še spomnimo, kaj sem prejšnjo vrstu. Just to remember what we were doing last hour. Zdaj, jasno vprašanje je, kakšna so razmerja moči. Vidimo, da je, kada smo v nasičenju, je ta stvar konstantna 13 decibelov. So in saturation, the difference between linear power, the products, the two, omega 1 and omega 2, that were linearly amplified. And the third order information, this actually stops at 13 dB. But at lower power levels, this intermodulation distortion of the third order may become very, very, very small. Per nižjih močeh, ne, pa gremo po eni zelo strmi premici tukaj, da, in ta moč intermodulacijska popačenja tretjega reda lahko postane zelo, zelo majhna. Ne? Kako jo zdaj izračunamo? Ne? No, če smo tukaj, se pravi, dokler smo pri majhne moči, ne, se pravi, at low signal levels, what can we write about the equations? At low signal levels, pri nizkih signalih, ta linearna moč je zdaj neko ojačanje krat vhodna moč. Ne? So the linear power at low signal levels, where this region here, it's linearly dependent on the input power, it's just the gain of the amplifier times input power. In moč intermodulacijskega popačenja tretjega reda je pa lahko neki G3, so it's some new coefficient, I call it G3, times input power to the third power. Pravi, to the cube. Se pravi, ta moč intermodulacijska popačenja na tej premici pri nizkih signalih, pri malih signalih, je pa sorazmerna kubu vhodne moči. Zakaj? Zato, ker proizvajajo tretji člen, tretjega reda. Ne? Tukaj na tej premici imamo samo člen tretjega reda. Tukaj gor imamo pa še vse peti, sedmi in tako naprej. Ne? Alfa 7 tukaj. Ne? So we also have alfa 7 here. All these higher order even odd terms, the odd terms, will actually saturate this one. This one is responsible for saturation of this one. This one and all the odd terms. Because these two cause saturation of this one. But also the fifth term has in its series some terms that reduce the gain of this. So the fifth term and the seventh term are responsible for saturating the intermodulation power. Now we are looking just at low signals where there is no saturation. So we are looking at low signals, kjer ni nobenega nasičenja in kjer je samo ta alfa 3, vidimo, da tu popačenje tretjega reda lahko postane zelo, zelo majhno. So we see that at low signal level, this power of the intermodulation product can become very, very low because it decreases with the third power of the driving power, of the input power, the cube. Se pravi, ta stvar gre s kubom dol in jasno postane zelo majhna. Pri malih signalih se lahko tu prvošnjo delo zapišemo. Zdaj, rahlo narodna definicija je zdaj tu za ojačevalnik. So this is quite a cumbersome definition for an amplifier. So now we should define our amplifier as having a linear gain and as having a distortion gain. Pravi, naš ojačevalnik bi pisali, kako ima neko linearno ojačenje, neko ojačenje popačenja. Ne? Та дефініція є народна.
Поки смати все таки записали, не? Іщемо здей більша дефініція. So, this definition is difficult to use. And we are trying to find a better definition. Why is this definition difficult? Because again we have the same problem as in the receiver. Imamo isto težavo kot pri sprejemniku. Ojačanje očevalnika je lahko zelo veliko. In to ojačanje se lahko s časom spreminja. Ampak količina, koliko popačenja, ki nastane, je pa v glavnem odvisno od izhodne moči, ne od ojačanja. So in the case of distortion, distortion is not a function of the overall gain of an amplifier. This gain can be a very large figure. It's just a function of what is going on in the output stage of the amplifier. How much power do we have over there? What is the output power? So it would be much better to express this power of EMD in, as a function of P linear, not as a function of P input. Bi bilo dobro, če bi si izrazili vse skupaj kot funkcijo izhodne moči, ne kot funkcijo vhodne moči. So it's better to express the distortion as a function of the output power, not as a function of the input power. Ok, we can do that. Lahko obrnemo enačbo tukaj, ne? Pišemo, da je vhodna moč je pa zdaj P linearna deljeno z G, ne? Kar rata tukaj potem G3 krat P linearna z G na tretjo potenco. Ne? Bi lahko vse skupaj prepisali, ne, da je tu zdaj G3 z G na tretjo potenco krat P linearna na tretjo potenco. Ne? Na ta način lahko izločimo tisto vhodno moč. So in this way we can eliminate the input power, and the input power in many occasions of power amplifiers is not a significant parameter because the gain can change. And the gain can change, everything changes. Well, if we refer the distortion power to the linear output power, this is only a function of the power supply, providing the DC power. Okay? Se pravi, zdaj bi bilo fejst, če bi tu je številko tukaj, zapisali z nekimi novimi veličinami. Ne? So, the content of this parenthesis here, we would prefer to find the new way to write this thing. To write maybe with a quantity that we have already in our graph. In veličinah, radi bi zapisali z neko veličino, ki imamo že tukaj na našem grafu. No? In ta naša veličina je tukaj ta presečna točka. So, we call this the intercept point of the third order. This is not Internet Protocol version 3, but this is the intercept point, IP3. In ta presečna točka ima tukaj moč presečne točke. P i P3. This intercept point is related to the it corresponds to a power, this is a fiction power, to je navidezna moč presečne točke. Zakaj govorim navidezna moč? Zato ker ojačevalnik tega ne more nikoli proizvesti. So this power of the intercept point is usually a fiction power. This, it does not really exist. It is usually much larger than all the powers we have in our circuit. The only thing is, it has the units, it's watts, So, merimo jo v vatih, se pravi, tu je moč, ampak ni tu resnična moč, tu je neka računski pripomoček. Ja, če računamo po naših premicah, so, this is a calculation using straight lines. This straight line and this straight line. If we make the calculation at here, at the intercept point, at the intercept point, PIMD3 could be equal to P linear, if the two straight lines intersect. Tukaj bi bila
linearna moč enaka moči intervalskega popačenja, če bi šlo do tiste točke prišli, v resnici ne pridemo. So this, in the intercept point, the linear power could be equal to the intermodulation power, but we can in reality, we never reach this point. In reality, we have saturation. But the equations are still valid here. Te točke sicer ne dosežemo, v resnici imamo popačenje, ampak te enačbe grejo do tega gor. In dajmo zapisati te enačbe. No, če zapišem te enačbe, ne, P ima D3, če jo zapišem s P linearno, so jih se write PMDT with P linear. I have it here. Se pravi, tu je ta stvar je zdaj, ta G3 deljeno z G na tretjo potenco, krat P linearna na tretjo potenco. Ne? Ampak tu je tudi enako, tukaj, P i P3. Ne? No in zdaj vidimo iz naše enačbe, imamo G3, ta naš ulomek. This term times P i P3 to the third power is P i P3. We see what this thing is. Vidimo, kaj ta stvar je zdaj. Ne? Ga bomo to stvar zapisali za našo presečno točko. In ta stvar, ta naš čudni ulomek, so this ratio here, G3 over G to the third power, is now, is actually, if I draw it, is 1 over P intercept point of the third order to the square power, because imamo NH tukaj, imamo tretjo potencijo tukaj, če tega nesem sem spode, je ena z P i P3 na kvadrat. So if I bring this one on this side of the equation, I have 1 over P i P3 square. Tako da, to stvar lahko bolj preprosto napišem na ta način, da je tu P linearna na tretjo potenco z P i P3 na kvadrat. The relationship now becomes very simple. We can, in the linear part of the graph, we can calculate the intermodulation power of the third order by simply taking the cube of the linear power divided by the square of the power of this intercept point. Se pravi, tu je zdaj pomente naše presečne točke. Moč presečne točke je zdaj za nas ena odlična računska veličina. Ne? Tukaj smo si definirali ta čudna ojačen, niti G-ja ne poznamo dobro, G3 pa sploh. Ne? Tu smo nadomestili zdaj z neko močjo, z neko veličino, ki jo vidimo na našem diagramu. So, we replace this strange ratio here, we even don't know G what is exactly. G3 is also an unknown. And we replace this with the power of the intercept point. This is something very easy now to calculate. Se še po vrhu tega v tej enačbi, gledajte, tukaj imamo vate na kubik, deljeni z vati na kvadrat, so vati. Here it is very, very easy to understand the units we measure these power levels. We have power to the cube here, watts to the cube here, watts squared here, we have watts here. So all units are very simple. Ja, v tej točki je, če bi prišli do tle, če bi prišli do tukaj.
Ja, samo pol je to enako i p i p3.
Ja, je enako te moči. Te obe moči sta enaki p i p3 tukaj. Tukaj so vse tri moči so enake. Ne? Tukaj je p i p3, je enak p linearna, je enak p i m d3, ker se v tej točki premice sekata. Ne? So, the two straight lines intersect over here. This is the reason why PIP3 is actually equal to P linear in this point, and is also equal to PIMD3 in this point. Je jasno zdaj?
Yeah.
Ampak samo v tej točki, ne? Only in this point, P linear and PIMD3 could be equal. Could be equal if we had no saturation. But in reality, we have saturation. This is fiction, this is not real. But this is a good calculation aid. Ta P
Η πατρί είναι η εφικτίουνα, το εφικτίουνα μόσ.
Τε μόσι είναι η μαμονικέρου βιέτσι. Τα μόσι είναι τεσίλκιος βιέτσι, ο ψέχος τάλι μόσι, λάιμε τεσίλκιος βιέτσι. Το είναι κα εφικτίουνα μόσι, αν πακή οδλίτσιν λαρτούνσκι πρι πομόσι, δε ούφαμε στέμι πρέμιτσι μερτούνα. So this PIP3 is a fiction power. This power is 10 times larger than all the powers that we have in our circuit. But it's a good mathematical aid to actually calculate the intermodulation distortion here in the linear region, when the straight lines are valid. Here they are not valid, here we have saturation. The simple calculation is not valid. And this is a very good calculation. Dostikrat imamo z moči logaritemske enote, moči pišemo v dbm, so expressing powers in dpm.
So expressing logarithm of a power in units, dpm units, decibels over a milliwatt. The same expression becomes that logarithm PIMD3 is equal to 3 times logarithm power linear minus twice logarithm power of IP3.
Če imamo vse številke v DBM-ih, jasno, na mesto deljenja imamo odštevanje, na mesto potenciranja imamo množenje. So, if we express all quantities in DBM, in some logarithmic units, the fraction here, the division, is replaced by subtraction, and the powers I replace by multiplication. So this is for logarithmic units.
Kakšna stvar še vidimo? Ja. Kaj pa popačenja višjih vredov? Kaj če bi jaz tukaj pisal recimo popačenje petega reda? Popačenje petega reda imelo nekaj tako krivulja, ne? So drawing here the fifth order distortion. Here, the angle we have here is arctangent. Kot je arcus tangens petka, gremo s peto potenco. Ne? Going with the fifth power, this straight line is much steeper. And up here, we may have an intercept point of the fifth order. Torej, v linearnem področju, as long as we are at low signal levels, at low signal levels we can find out that P, intermodulation distortion of the fifth order, so these two here, is now equal to P linear to the fifth power divided by PIP5 to the fourth power. Se pravi, z intermodulacijsko popačenje petega reda bo zdaj linearna moč na peto potenco, ker imamo tukaj peto potenco prečeno petega reda, ne? Deljena z močjo presečne točke petega reda na četrto potenco. Ne? To calculate the power of the intermodulation distortion of fifth order, but still staying on the straight line here, as long we are at low signal levels, in a straight line. This is P linear to the fifth power divided by power of the intercept point for the fifth order intermodulation to the fourth power. Huh? No, če bi napisali tu z logaritmi, so writing with logarithmic units, the logarithm of the power of the IMD of the nth order is n times logarithm of P linear minus n minus 1 times logarithm of power of the intercept point of the n order. Ne? Se pravi, v linearnem bi bilo zapisano intermodulacijsko popačenje n tega reda je zdaj sorazmerno linearni moči na n to potenco, moč ustrezne presečne točke na tega reda, na potenco na minus ena. Ne? Tak način dobim zdaj za poljubno intermodulacijsko popačenje. So, an arbitrary modulation distortion can be calculated for an arbitrary order. Of course, defined by its intermodulation intercept point of the end order for the corresponding intermodulation distortion. So, right? Okay, we more or less definire not much.
Še ena veličina tukaj noter je in sicer kakšenkrat se nam pa zgodi, da mi moramo internalistiko popačenje gledati na vhodu, ne? Ne na izhodu, pač pa na vhodu. So, on some occasions we may have to look at the intermodulation distortion at the input, not at the output of the amplifier, but at the input. When we are at the input we can define at the input, we should define the input intercept point of third order. Se pravi, tukaj bi presečno točko, če bi jo napisali sem dol, če bi jo preslikali, tukaj dol, tukaj bi imeli P, I, I, P, 3. Input intercept point. In tu bomo uporabljali, če bomo računali interpolacijske popačenje v sprejemnih. So, intermodulation distortion does not only happen in transmitters. It also happens in receivers. In receivers, it may be advantageous to use the definitions of definition of an input intercept point. And definition of input intercept point is simply on our graph, we draw a straight line from the intercept point down to the input power. This arctangent 3 directly relates to this 3 here. This is logarithmic scale. Tukaj je trojka noter, ne? In tukaj je petka noter, ne? Tukaj imamo petka, tako da vidimo, od kjeter ste mi pridejo. Dobro, naredimo zdaj odmor. Bomo naslednjo uro si pogledali, kakšen skeco, we make a breakdown. And the last hour we are going to look at some examples.